Hello, EWA.
I promised myself I wouldn't post, but I guess I am, because I've had little drink tonight, and I'm kind of bored, so I saw this little questionnaire, and it looks interesting, to say the least, so I think I'm just gonna answer some questions and maybe that's just more stuff for me to post. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So this is by JM Delphi, which bonus points for the fucking flair. Eager brat. Shout out. We brats in here. Okay. So, first few warm-up questions. Okay. Number one. For noobs especially, what do you like to be called? So I'm assuming because this is GWA, this is a audio about sex. So, I would have to say, oh god, between two usernames, probably Princess is my favorite. But kitten or baby girl is like a close second. I feel so embarrassed. Okay. I'm just gonna keep going. All right. What is your most impressive or go-to party trick? I don't really have one. I know that if I ever did get invited to a party, I would probably do my double jointed, because people find that really weird for some reason, and like the fact that I can like twist my arm all the way around and stuff, and people find it weird, and it's gross and unnatural, but I don't know. People fucking, yeah, people find it weird. Okay. Number three, what is the first musical artist you remember hearing, or your favorite childhood artist or band? The first two that I can distinctly remember is Kylie Minogue when I was very little, and then for the longest time I didn't actually know what the artist's name was, but Faithless was probably my second favorite. That was when I was a kid, though. Now I don't listen to much music other than weeaboo shit. But probably, yeah, Kylie Minogue is probably really up there. She's good. Oh, and Mariana's Trench. I like them too. They're awesome. What did you want to be when you grew up? When I was growing up, I took dancing lessons when I was very young, and I did it all the way through secondary school and junior school, which is fucking high school for people around the world. And I didn't do it to be a dancer, I actually did it to become a comedian, because I thought my jokes were hilarious because I was 5 years old at the time. But, I guess before that, I would have to say just designing video games for a living. It sounds like a fun job, and I have like a shit ton of ideas that probably wouldn't make it anywhere near any company, but probably that, because I can't think of anything else that I would probably do, because I don't remember, to be honest. Yeah, probably that. So comedian, or now my dream job is to design games. So yeah. Okay. Number five, do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Okay, so this was a long, long time ago, but the, I think it's odd to say, but remember that old film, Matilda? It came out when I was born, actually. And, when I was growing up, the star who played Matilda, which was Mara Wilson, I think her name was? Mara Wilson or Mara Wilkinson? One of the two. But I have pictures of me in school, and I look just like Matilda when she was in school and she was young. And I guess that's the closest I've gotten to it. So at the moment, no one, but in the past, yeah, in the past, Matilda. Alright, number 6, favorite smell? This is a weird question. I have no fucking idea. What is my favorite smell? What the fuck is my favorite smell? I don't smell things. I don't know. What is my favorite smell? Probably this, like, chocolate body wash I have. It's either that or my strawberry shampoo. Because they're, like, oh, they're so good. They make me smell like a fucking goddess. Like, I feel fucking powerful wearing them. So probably that. My bath wash or my shampoo for my hair. Strawberry and chocolate. But actual chocolate is probably not really a nice smell, so I'm probably smelling like shit to everyone else. Number 7. How did you find Gone Wild Audio? Okay. So, for the longest time, I had trouble sleeping. And I tried all these, like, little things. I tried, like, a bunch of online, like, tips and tricks. I tried going to the doctor to get medication and all that. And nothing really worked. So I just tried the last resort, which was ASMR. And I tried ASMR. And I started following this one guy who posted on YouTube. He just posted Safe for Work on YouTube. Anyway, I started following them. And they were, every so often or so, they would post, like, a Not Safe for Work audio, but they would post, like, a link to their Patreon and stuff, and they would always mention this particular subreddit, and I'm like, I honestly wonder what's there, because I never listened to any, like, of the Not Safe for Work audios. So after that, I just looked at what it was, and I think the first one I ever listened to was, like, a fucking, it was like a piss play audio or something, and I was like, I don't think this subreddit's for me. But then when I actually figured out how Reddit works, and to actually look up some fucking tags properly, I actually made a Reddit account to follow an ASMR artist who does Not Safe for Work and Safe for Work stuff, and that's how I found Gone Wild Audio, because I started following this one guy. But yeah, it was a long, hefty road, and eventually, because of the Safe for Work audios, I fell asleep. And for the Not Safe for Work audios, we don't get into that, but you know. Yeah, that's how I found it. Long story short, found ASMR artist, now I'm listening to porn, right? Alright, number 8. What's your favorite kind of audio? I guess I'll do a Safe for Work one and then a Not Safe for Work one, because I don't know. I don't know if this question's for your backstage or the actual site, but I'll figure it out. Blah, it's fine. So I guess my favorite audio would probably have to be, for Safe for Work, is BFE, Friends to Lovers, Emotional Support, Dad Audios. Dad Audios are really nice. It's nice to have, like, a father figure to look up to. Not like Daddy Kink audios, but like, you know, the oh, you're doing fucking great, sport. Hey, hey, I'm your dad. Right. Yeah, those types of audios, they're nice. Yeah, I guess that's it. BFE, friends to lovers, emotional support, and some dad audios. For not safe work, I have a huge soft spot for DDLG, BFE again, friends to lovers again, probably, I don't want to, like, go through my favorites tag and, like, reveal too much shit, but, like, it's hard not to when there's so much good stuff in the not-safe-for-work department. So, I guess, the audios that specifically have moans, dirty talk, lust, did I say DDLG? Yeah, I did. DDLG, Good Girl. Oh my god, things tagged with Good Girl are fucking amazing. I would die for various audios like that around. Silly. Silly is a weird tag to put in a not safe for work category, but some of them are really cute and funny. So I think it's really cute when I find stuff like that. Gentle or rough, it depends. Like, yeah, gentle or rough. Not like rape tag rough, but yeah, just some rough. I'm getting way too into this question. Okay. Alright, time to move on. Has Gone Wild audio taught you anything about yourself? For example, an undiscovered kink. Yes, actually. I didn't understand DDLG when I first thought about it. I thought it was what people think DDLG is, which is ABDL, which is adult baby diaper lover, which I was, that's not my thing, I'm not okay with that, but then when I actually looked into DDLG, I actually prefer DDLG, it's like a safer work kink and a not safer work kink at the same time, because, like, it's good in safer work, and it's good in not safer work, so probably DDLG is one of my most unexpected ones. I'm not very adventurous, I know. Alright. Number 10. What sort of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? I'm gonna call myself out here, but deep voices. Deep voices on guys are so fucking good. Some girl audios, like, if they're really cute and sweetie and all high-pitched and all like this, you know. It's really cute to listen to, especially if they have cute moans. Like, I'm okay with that. Yeah, probably deep voices or sweet voices or just not really stuttering. Like, I don't want to say professional audio because, like, that rules out, like, a certain amount of people, and I don't want to square out people that I have never listened to, you know. So I guess just for now, I'll say deep voices on guys and sweet, tender voices on women. Okay. Number 11. Would you ever consider meeting someone from Gone Wild Audio? No. No, I would not. There's this one person I follow who constantly get asked about meeting up, and it's a little weird, and I'm not down with that. I'm assuming, like, if I ever posted anything, if I did get someone that wanted to meet up, I would have to say no, like, flat out. If I ever do, I'm not gonna go for it. it's a scary thing, the internet. So I think we'll leave it at that. Okay. If someone were to write a script for you, just for you even, what would it look like? That's number 12. Oh god. Let's list some tags, shall we? BFE, friends to lovers, princess tag, crush tag, romantic tag, body appreciation. Gotta have that body appreciation in there, boys. Missionary sex. Yeah, that's probably it. I'm not really adventurous, as I said. Yeah, that's probably it. Okay, last question. Other than Gone Wild Audio, what is your favorite NotSafeWork subreddit? Oh boy. Am I even in any other NotSafeWork ones? Let me check. I guess Cursed Images, probably. That's it. Because they have some tag NotSafeWork, but yeah. I guess that's it.